Welcome to Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. I'm Lewis Wallace. I've been reporting this week on Target's plans to close its store in the northwest suburb of Trotwood, and more generally, on what happens when big box stores pick up and move, leaving behind these massive empty buildings. Sarah Schindler is a law professor at the University of Maine. She did a study on what cities can do with vacant big boxes, which she calls ghost boxes. She says one reason for ghost boxes is a reorganization of suburbs in general.
A lot of the first-ring suburbs, I think, are encountering these types of problems. So these are suburbs that were sort of the first generation of suburbs out from the city. These were sort of the older developments in the 50s. You had a lot of malls. These turned into more suburban destinations. And what we've seen in the last, decade or so, or really more than that, is the construction of additional suburbs beyond those, right? Outer ring suburbs and construction into the exurbs, even further out from city centers. And so with that, you're getting new construction out there that's nicer, that's newer. You're seeing a movement of people who used to live in the first ring suburbs who were generally wealthy, generally white. Some of them have moved further out into the newer suburbs and the exurbs, while many are moving back into the city centers. And so what we've seen in the first ring suburbs is more, in many communities, more of an immigrant population has moved into those. Sometimes lower income individuals are moving into the first ring suburbs. And I think a lot of the businesses follow the roofs. You know, there's this idea that businesses and, offices and commercial space goes to where the people are, goes to where the crowd that they want to attract to be shopping in their stores are.
I feel like we've been seeing for decades the effects and hearing about the effects of vacant properties in urban areas. What's different about vacant big boxes than vacancies, say, in a downtown?
So in a downtown, I would say it's a lot easier for infill development or adaptive reuse of buildings. Of course, it varies on what downtown we're talking about. But in a lot of these places, the buildings there were constructed, many years ago, different buildings at different times, generally higher density type of buildings. And the way that they're constructed makes it easier for other uses to go in and take them over. With big box stores, it's a lot harder to adaptively reuse these stores because of their structure. They don't have windows. They're one story. And there's just not that many uses that can comfortably go into those spaces. Now, that being said, we are seeing some creative forms of adaptive reuse even in the big boxes. We've seen some turned into libraries and bowling alleys, civic, municipal buildings, schools. But those types of redevelopment in those spaces actually take a lot of money and work to turn that structure into something that's appealing for many of those other types of uses. So it's not as easy in that way because of the actual physical form of the big box.
And related to what you just said, you have proposed a few possible solutions to big box vacancies in suburban areas. What are some of the options?
So I think it really depends on the specific community, but I think that the local governments need to sit down and take a look at their sort of gray fields, which we call, these areas with a lot of ghost boxes or a lot of abandoned commercial space, and really think about what do they see for that area. Is their goal to bring more commercial development back there? If so, is their goal to just refill those existing spaces, or do they want to envision a different type of place for themselves? We're seeing a lot of suburban areas take a step back and say, maybe we didn't make the best choice in approving this type of development. Maybe we want to create more of an urban feel in our suburban communities.
That's Sarah Schindler, a law professor at the University of Maine who studies the future of vacant big box stores. And this is Under Construction, WISO's series on growth in the greater Dayton area. We dig underneath the physical and economic markers of growth to look at the human consequences. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.